Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing?
Good to see you again.
Yep.
Through here?
Okay.
Just here. Are these...
Right.
Okay.
Hello, bitch. Why you bother me now? This is gonna be wine. Hello, do you feel shame in today's program? Do you need instant credit card easy loan? Do you think same-sex strictly Qatar windfall Matt Hancock Dover is chosen? Or do you think Caroline Lucas fracking Ryanair destination's pregnant orgy teenager? Why you bother me now? Why all this now? I was happy work from home 3 day week. You can fax heating or eating or beating, deleting, cheating or seating. Do you smash up stools to stay warm? You dirty animal. Okay, stop fax me. I'm hammered now. I not want any of this. I retired. I got rid of all of this. Kevin Bacon, you look very old now. Very old, tired, disgusting mess. This is giving me wine. Radio 2, time for the best mode. I love this band. Best band in the world. Shut up. Fax me. Don't fax me. You have pager? What's wrong with you?
Well, as Alan Dedicote once said to me as he bent me over the broadcast desk of Radio 2 in Studio 2F, I think. That was a hell of an opening. Good morning. Good afternoon. Doesn't matter, does it? Anyway, this piece of music... I don't know, I thought this might be of some interest. Possibly not. This is a piece of music I did for a podcast. And I'll tell you more about the podcast and what happened. But I thought you might be interested in tracing the journey. Like, this was my opening draft. And they kind of liked it. But I thought it'd be interesting to see where did it end up. Thought I'd take you through the process of creating a piece of music. Anyway, that's not relevant right now in terms of everything else, is it? Qatar World Cup, isn't it?
Honestly to Michaels, and Stevenson scores! Takes his shirt off and immediately puts it back on again as all his teammates, not the usual group, hugging and kissing, instead maintaining a respectful distance of 3 feet from him and bowing courteously. Some would argue that men staring at men in beautiful shiny shorts with their strong thighs on display was as homosexual as you could possibly get in the first place. But Qatar's okay with that, and we're having a wonderful time here at the World Cup where everyone's respecting everyone else as long as it's according to Qatar's rules.
I tell you what, football, isn't it? Brilliant. Football and cars. Oh, yeah. That's my world. I'm fascinated. Am I? How can I be... I suppose I'm anti-fascinated. I don't know what that would be. By the grey cars. Why is everybody buying grey cars? I thought contemporary cars couldn't get any duller. And then that colour. When did we... we think we might go with grey, actually. Like, wow. The Ford Focus Group, I call it, more like, isn't it? Just all contemporary cars are just so bland now. I get it. There's a degree of, as they get it more efficient and aerodynamics and all the rest of it, they're going to sort of converge. But at the same time, you think, couldn't we have just a little bit of character? Just a little bit of character. You know, there's people who buy, I mean, you know, they buy cars that, you know, sort of falteringly have a little bit of personality attached. But this idea of, well, we thought we wanted something distinctive, so we went with that grey that everyone's buying. You know that grey. It's literally like grey. Yes, we went with the champagne primer, it said in the brochure. I was so fascinated. They're all these cars doing grey, right? So I had a look and... to see what are these car companies calling this grey colour that they're all painting all their cars now. And it's hilarious. Audi, I think, call their grey Nardo grey. And that's a place, as of an Italian town, near Puglia. You think, wow, okay. Good sell, guys. BMW have mineral grey, which is pretty dull. I say, how do you make grey sexy? Porsche went for it. Their grey is called Volcano Grey. That's got you going, hasn't it? Oh yeah, my car is like a volcano. I'm like a volcano. My ego's filled up. I'm going to buy the car. And Land Rover have Scarfle Grey, as in Scarfle Pie. Yeah, I probably could drive up that actually. Yeah, I mean, you'll find this is a very well-spec machine. And actually, you know, yeah, sure, you use it to go to Tesco's, but sometimes, you know, you just want to know that the power's there should you need it, should you have bought an extra bottle of grey Prosecco. Anyway, I thought it would be fun if you can think of a way to make the colour grey sound sexy and exciting. Do let me know. It's at Not Today Pod while we're still on Twitter. How long are we going to do that for? Or you can email nottoday@swanburst.com. Sexy grey colours, please. Or you can WhatsApp.
You can WhatsApp Jake, yeah, on 07862 032 6 5 4.
I've got to say, it's been really, really exciting starting up this podcast again, and just sort of having old listeners coming back and getting in touch. It's genuinely quite delightful. And Joel sent a message about something. Here it is.
Hi, Jake. This is Joel. I'm still listening. In fact, I've been known to go back and listen to old episodes while you've been away, particularly ones with especially good songs like You're Jiggy With It, or...
Literally don't remember.
Maybe if you're reading out one of my hilarious emails about having diarrhea in Soviet Kazakhstan. But I'm really glad you're back and that you mentioned Jumanji World, because it gives me a chance to bring up a massive bugbear of mine at the moment, which is, why does everything have to feature an immersive experience these days? And... you know, what even are these shows? I see them advertised on social media and on the tube and stuff for Back to the Future and Peaky Blinders and God knows what else. But there's one for Guardians of the Galaxy, which as a film is totally fine, but I don't need to see an out-of-season yellow coat dressed up as Star-Lord with an animatronic group doll to have a good night out.
Speak and, for yourself.
You know, a bar should be a bar. I don't want to have to crawl through a secret hatch in a phone box to find a plywood speakeasy with embarrassed flapper girls doing the rounds. It looks bloody awful. So I reckon it's only a matter of time before the Alice in Wonderland one gets the kind of mid-December news coverage usually reserved for winter wonderlands on a patch of waste ground outside Basildon, where, you know, three blokes and a pony with antlers on are exposed for dressing up a caravan at Santa's Grotto. So is it just me, or is there actual demand for these things? Did people think that secret cinema wasn't fancy dress enough? I'm sorry to play Mr. Angry so early in your new run, but I do need answers.
Thank you. That was Joel. Thanks so much. That was a wonderful message. I've not really done much, and I was sort of annoyed with Secret Cinema for being so secret, because all I ever knew about Secret Cinema was I'd sort of go to work the next day and people were like, oh, we went to Secret Cinema? I'd be like, well, it's a secret. I'd be like, well, how did you know to go? Because I would have loved to go to, you know, it was a secret. It's really annoying, really smug. I think, I mean, you know, Joel, it's great. It sounds like you've got, I don't know, a life and validation without the need to go and do stuff like that. We did have some other stuff. Jan got in touch on Twitter at Not Today Pod. He said we were doing reasonably priced licensing agreements from, yeah, it's not Jumanji World, Joel. It's World of Jumanji. It's not difficult. He says, Jem says, for a new UK theme park, how about Bergerac Island? Visitors could tour around in a knackered old Triumph while experimenting with alcoholism and avoiding a wheeler-dealing golf pest. Sounds good. Martin, at _smartuk. It's J1 Gem, by the way, for Gem. He says, pie in the sky, world of adventures. Oh, God damn it! I don't know what that is. And Julie. Hello, Julie. Ersatz, erstwhile, sometime, supreme over-executive producer, who actually collated these together. Thank you, Julie. Last of the Summer Wineland, just for the Tin Bath Down a Hill ride. Yeah, but the queue times for that, with obviously Last of the Summer Wine, that's red, white and rosé, on sale in the gift shop. Love that. If you've got any thoughts on that, Sexy Greys, I'll still take your theme park ideas. Or if you want to play our game, Celebrity Soup of the Day, on Friday, then well, you just get in touch. Yeah, I've given you enough information. You can always just go back again. And what an interesting PR coup that was. The ditching the bounty, mutiny of the bounty thing with the celebrations tubs. They're taking the bounty out. Huh, high time. You what? Whole thing was just a massive PR coup. They were never taking the bounty out of the celebrations tins, not even tins anymore, plastics. That was never happening. They just did a special edition, a few tubs on sale at a few Tesco's around the country with no bounties in. And for the love of not a huge outlay, they got millions of pounds worth of engagement, social engagement, guys. So my question is, I mean, never mind the bounty chat, what for you is the worst celebration? I mean, I don't mean like as in, you know, weddings. I mean, as in chocolates. Personally, I don't like the Minty Wangs. You know those ones in the celebrations tub. It's dark chocolate filled with a sort of green minty syrup. So it bursts in your mouth. I don't like the Minty Wangs. And I don't like the Thistle Crisps, for obvious reasons. But what about you? Is your favourite inexplicably and unpronounceably the glyphosate bomb? Do you like that? Good Lord. Do you? What on earth is wrong with you? Anyway, look. So musically, you heard that opening sketch piece of music I did. They kind of liked it, but they kind of didn't. They said they sort of wanted something a bit electronic-y. Anyway, I went from that to this. And if you want to hear how the final version ended up, why don't you go and listen to the Hoovering podcast? It's Jessica Fostercue, and it's great. It's really lovely. And they just sort of relaunched the refreshed podcast. First guest is Rachel Parrish, and they basically just go and have lunch. It's a really nice listen, and it's got the final music thereupon. Anyway, we've had some emails. Not today at swanburst.com. Pat says... which is why I often start sentences in the middle. Well, hi, everyone. Thank you, Pat. Thought I would plug in the typo generator and catch up with all the love yapostles. Not their word. This is the only occasion where I will mention the name Matt Hancock without inserting swears. I've never watched any reality show, but I understand this effort can include the eating of revolting offal as a test of some sort. But I would watch it for sure if, instead of Hancock chomping down on a former kangaroo's area... I think that's a typing thing. It was pulled down over his head like a horrific glistening purple meat balaclava. neat eye holes that would have the added bonus of stifling his sparkling repartee for 2 minutes. Still, at least when he's in there, he's not voting to inflict another layer of austerity on us all. Amen. Happy days, eh? His voters must be so proud. Anyway, great to have a show back. Looking forward to all the fun. Lots of love, Pat. Pat, I love the meaty anus balaclava. That's a sweet dreams, kids. Anyway, David Alt's been in touch. Yes, it's the mathsy one again. I hope you're okay with that, Monica, David. He says, so it was 2018 when I was over visiting family in Canada. I'd been working with my niece to help her with her maths homework. Oh, you do surprise me! And she asked me if I could give some input into a school project. Of course, I said. What is it? Physics? Chemistry? No, she replied. History. I want to know what life was like in the UK back in the 90s. I felt old. David, I don't know how to tell you this. You are old. We're all old. If you're listening to this statistically, you're probably, you know. And we should all be grateful for that, shouldn't we? Hey, thanks for listening. I'm going to go now and do my other podcast, Audio Freaks, because that's about 4 days late. Sorry, I'm very sorry. And then I'm going to get on with other stuff. And maybe on Wednesday, maybe. Maybe I might do one on Tuesday or Thursday now I think about it. I'll share with you some other music I've been doing. And, how could you not be excited by an incentive like that? Do get in touch and see you soon. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.